All right, it's Monday. Dame Shirley's in, and we've got Josh in, who's on school holidays. Was it half term?
Yeah.
Half term already.
Yeah.
You get a whole week off for that.
Yeah.
Yay. And it's raining on the first day, but apparently this is the only day it's going to rain, so you should be all right. Now, there's a couple of subjects we want to talk about. One, we're going to come to you in a minute, Josh, and talk about pocket money and what time you should go to bed.
Okay.
So the lunchtime social debate today is two or three subjects. The first one we're going to deal with is Amanda Holden. Amanda Holden, as you probably heard over the weekend, I think it was Friday, little girl was going to a fancy dress party. She took a picture, or the husband took a picture. It's a bit confusing because she put it up on her Twitter page, okay? She then got a bit of a difficult time from various people. And then she made a statement about a day later saying that it was down to her husband. He posted the pic, so she blamed him. So he's like being the scapegoat, if that is the case. So that's basically the story that happened last week. What's your thoughts on that, first of all?
Well, I just think it's the publicity stunt. I really do.
I think it's pretty sad, because I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty sad that you've got to use your 9-year-old daughter as part of a publicity stunt. Now, Amanda Holden, she's a lovely lady. She really is. I'm now thinking, you wouldn't do that using your 9-year-old daughter, would you? Seriously?
I don't know. I mean, people put all sorts of things on Facebook of their children, don't they? And dressed up in all sorts.
Well, the story was that she was supposed to have been dressed as Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, from the film, who was a lady of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
They took the picture, they posted it, and then she got all sorts of... within 8 minutes, apparently, she got lots of aggravation, lots of tweets from various people.
Yeah.
Totally inappropriate, wrong on so many levels. Fleet Street Fox says 8 minutes it took Amanda Holden to realise she dressed up her daughter as a hooker. 8 whole minutes. Rock Gurley says responsible parenting tip number one, dress your 8-year-old daughter as a prostitute for the day and send her to school. Joe Moran says, wow, Amanda Holden, words fail me, but you are without doubt in the world's top 10 of epic fails. And obviously then she changed tune and said that she wasn't Julia Roberts, it was Cindy Crawford instead, and it was her husband that actually put the picture on Twitter. The trouble is now, we all know that if you take pictures, it's like Josh comes in, he came in a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, and we had like a 4P's open morning.
Mm.
And he came in and he spent a bit of time on air. And what we do is we then take the audio and we put a picture with it and put it up on the website. So we had to ask his dad's permission to take a picture.
Yeah.
Dad was fine with it, okayed the picture, it's now on the website. But there are certain youngsters that when you take a picture, they block out. Just say, for instance, you'll never see, if you see a picture of David Cameron's children, they will block out the faces.
Yeah, they do.
And others too. But what's the ruling when both mum and dad have put up, or one or the other has put up a picture in a public place, i.e. Twitter?
Yeah.
You know, what's the rule in there?
They shouldn't do it. I don't think they should do it.
It's out there.
They did it. One of them did it. It's all wrong.
Steve from Manchester says, the woman is an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, put the picture on there.
Donna says, I think it's her own fault. Mr. K says, this is stupid. And it goes on to say that it's as if Amanda Holden thinks she is a victim.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is the victim in all of this is the child. Because I dare say the child wasn't asked permission to be taken a picture of and posted onto Twitter.
Once
the picture is in the public domain, it's open to all sorts of abuse. So who is at fault? The parents.
Yeah.
Says Welsh lady. And I've got to be honest, once that picture is out, you can't take it back.
No, I know. I don't think people should put pictures out there of any children.
See,
on Facebook or Twitter.
Where do you stand on this, Josh? You being 13. I mean, where do you stand?
It's a bit older, 13, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you're older and you know what's happening, then and you're like dressed as like appropriately, then yeah, it's fine to have a picture taken. But if you're like around 9 or 10 and you don't know what's going on, and they say, "Oh, I'm going to take a picture of you," and you're like, "Okay." So then they take the picture, and you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I just think it's again the media jumped on it and made it a bigger story.
Of course they did.
Then maybe it should have been.
But this is what she wanted, I think.
Well, yeah. See, we come back to the publicity stunt again.
Because she was
interviewed
on the news the other day, going into a place where they were doing Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah,
you know, doing auditions.
See, and one thing that happened last year, I don't know, and it really disgusted me, Josh. It really did, because there was the Daily Mirror Awards. Now, the Daily Mirror Awards are given to youngsters that have achieved fantastic things. And they had one situation last year where they had this young man, might have been a young girl, actually, that had done something really, really spectacular. Okay, and they got Amanda Holden to give him or her the award. And she came on, and she wasn't wearing very much at all. So the reason why I was disgusted, don't get me wrong, I'm no prude by any stretch of the imagination. She is an attractive lady, and half the time, you know, you look at her and you think, wow. But on this one occasion, I looked at her and thought, you're just giving this award to this young lady who's done something fantastic with her life and really, really emotional moment for her. And she's come on with next to nothing on. Not only is that embarrassing, but you've also taken the limelight away from this youngster who's achieved wonderful things.
Mm. Yeah.
So I do think that maybe I'm being cynical, that I think the whole thing was planned.
Yeah.
And, you know, now she's going to say to those people that she caught so much attention from, i.e. the media, and she's going to court a load more for saying, well, you can't put this picture up, you can't say, you can take it down, it's not fair, when they actually put it up. And who's getting all the publicity? The unfortunate thing is the child's getting the publicity as well.
Yeah.
And she's the victim in all of this.
She is, yeah.
She didn't have a say in anything that's gone on. So maybe by us talking about it makes it worse.
Does she live with her husband? Are they living together?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but I doubt if they were separate, if they were living separately, he would have details to her account.
Yeah.
Because apparently he must have had details, he must have had a login, and she would have been blaming him even more, saying, oh, I've been hacked. So I dare say they live together.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I think the fuss over the daughter dressing as a character is over the top. The real problem is how revealing the dress is. I would never let a 9-year-old wear such a low-cut strapless dress. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen the picture. No.
I've got something stuck in my throat.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what it is, but hopefully we'll just have a little drink. Someone says, Kaz says, Simon's lap dog. And she also says she's annoying and stupid. Whilst I think the photo was inappropriate, I don't understand why the media has jumped all over this when Kim and Kanye can dress their little girl in black studded clothes. It looked awful. And all they comment on is the fact that she is having a tantrum.
Mm.
See, I think, I look at that and I think, well, hang on a minute, aren't they American? Amanda Holden is one of our own, and she's like a treasure, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's like a UK, a British treasure.
Is. Yeah, so. Yeah.
If you want to call, you can. 240666. Have you got anything else, any more comments to make on this?
Oh, sorry, Ian. I was just looking. I don't know which one you're looking at, because I haven't got what you've got. You've just called. Mine's different.
Yours is different. Well, have you got any messages to read out?
You put it about Amanda Holden here, and Louisa Hillard just put, depending how old your daughter is and what she's actually wearing.
Right.
And Samuel Grievers put, I believe we should probably focus a little more on our own lives.
Yeah, I think that's true. But
and Maggie agrees with Samuel.
I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I also believe that this needs to be talked about, because I think we just need to know where we all stand on this.
Yeah.
Is it right to send out a girl aged 8 dressed the way that she is?
Yeah, but see, David says the press officers would be delighted at the publicity.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Britain's Got Talent starts very soon. That's the real reason behind it.
Have a look in your area and see where they'll be.
And Penny says jealousy, and there are far more important issues to focus on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, shall we leave it there then for that subject?
Yeah.
I think we've done and dusted that.
Amanda
Holden, slap on the wrist. Husband, slap on the wrist.
Whoever it was,
Shouldn't have tweeted the picture. Should have had more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the fact that you've let your daughter dress up, or you've dressed your daughter up in that way, is almost besides the point. The fact that you photographed her and put her on Twitter and then said to the media, you dare print this picture, or, you know, I think, come on, it's like, it's letting it out of the bag, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
The cat's out the bag, darling, and you shouldn't have done it. It's
as
simple as that.
Yeah.
So, we're going to move on to our next subject, which involves Josh. We're going to ask about pocket money. Now, you're 13.
Yep.
Do you work around the house?
If I want to get a couple of extra pounds, then yeah.
If you want to earn an extra couple of pounds?
Yeah.
All right, okay, that's an interesting one then. So, what's expected of you? Do you mind telling us?
Well, if we bring the shopping in from the shopping, then I'm expected to put it away with everyone else.
Right.
Instead of just going to my room and playing on something.
How much shopping you bringing in then?
Well, we don't do, like, daily shopping. We do it, like, once a month.
Right.
Like, a lot of shopping.
Right, okay. That's a big job then. That's a big delivery.
Yeah.
So how long does it take?
Well, it depends how many people are helping, because sometimes my brother's in his room or he's at work, so it depends on how many people we have taking the bags in and putting them away.
Right. So, come on, how long does it take you? If I'm paying you, I'm thinking, well, I want my money's worth, don't I?
Oh, okay, so, let's see, month's worth of shopping, I'd say it takes us, me and my sister and my mum, about half an hour.
Half an hour? Or to bring the shopping in from the car and put it away?
Actually, I'll make it go down to 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
So you do a bit of 10... You do 10 minutes work and you expect to get how much?
Around £3.
Cool. Can I come and get a job at your house then? That's more than what I'm earning, I'll tell you.
No, I shouldn't go to whose house. I've got the curtains.
Do you know what, Josh? If you was in my house, do you know what would happen?
What?
You'd help out and you wouldn't get nothing for it. But I'll tell you what, you might get some tea at the end of it.
Cooked chips.
You might be able to have some... Yeah, we'll make sure they're cooked, though, all right?
Well, when we take the shopping in, we don't get paid. We just... It's expected of us.
Sure, too right. Too blooming right. What else do you do around the house?
Well, I tidy my room when I can.
You made it messy.
Do you make your bed?
Well, to be honest, I kind of like my bed messy.
Yeah, if you've got a quilt, have you?
That's not the question. So you don't make your bed then?
No.
You don't make your bed and you charge an arm and a leg for bringing the shopping in. Goodness sake, you've got it easy, haven't you? So what other jobs do you do around the house?
Well, washing up's off the list now, since we've got a dishwasher. If I want to earn around £10, I wash the cars, if I can.
How many cars have you got?
Let's see. So there's my brother's, my mum's, and there's the Escort. There's the four-wheel...
Crikey, you've got a garage, haven't you?
Then there's the van. So
now, why do they can't afford curtains?
Crikey. Ooh. And you wash the lot for them?
If I can.
And how much do you get for that?
Altogether £10.
Well, they're robbing you. They're getting their money's worth.
Should
there.
Be £10 a car.
But taking the shopping in, that should be for free, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So how much do you think you should get a week?
Well, a week. I'd say 10p a week.
10p?
What do your friends get, Josh?
Done.
Well,
hang on a sec, Josh, before you answer that, let's just see who's on the phone. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Hey.
Hello, is that Shirley?
Yep. Yeah.
Hello, Shirley, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you, Keith.
That's good. How are you, Ian? You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. We're talking about how much children should get pocket money-wise and what time they should go to bed during school nights and holiday nights.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, well, I presume that, to be honest with you, I reckon they should, if the parents are working, then they should be in bed anyway. You know, not for the parents to go on to bed and leave the kids up, if you know what I mean.
No, so what time should they go to bed? That's what we're asking. What time should youngsters go to bed?
Sorry? Well, it depends on what day. When you say youngsters, how old are you?
Well, Josh is 13. If he lived with you, what time would he be going to bed?
About 10 o'clock, mate, I reckon,
the
school holidays.
I reckon he'll want to come and move in with you then, because his parents make him go to bed at 8:30 on a school night. What about a school night,
Keith? On a school night, yeah, 8:30 on a school night at 13, yeah. Do your homework, bit of telly, then go on to bed, yeah.
He's thinking differently, he's going to stay where he is for now.
Yeah.
What about
sorry, mate, the reason I call, I'm sorry, I'm not listening to the show today, I'm out on the bay.
Thanks for highlighting that.
Did you realise that Vitalink's been sold?
I've seen it in the news. I haven't had a chance to read the press release yet, but
yeah, apparently they reckon there's going to be no price increases, no cancellations, and no timetable changes, and also no job losses. So that's a promising thing.
That's good news.
Yeah.
That is good news. Yeah, I'm just seeing it now. Balfour BT Infrastructure Partners have bought Vitalink.
Yeah, so I didn't even realise it was up for sale.
Well, I think there's been talk of it for the last few years.
Yeah.
I think what we've got to do is find out a little bit more about Balfour BT and Infrastructure Partners.
It started to fall apart from down in Lymington side, didn't it, when the yachties didn't want the big boats in there.
Yeah.
That's what, they got a lot of sway, I'm afraid, the old yachties down there with the money they've got, and what they seem to say goes, so to speak.
What about, just getting back on track, Keith, because as I say, we're talking about pocket money and bedtime and so on and so forth. Yep. Just say, for instance, if you've got grandchildren, how old are your grandchildren?
Oh, my eldest one is, she'll be 11 this year.
So an 11-year-old, what time's bedtime for the 11-year-old?
About 8, 9 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think that's probably a good time. What about pocket money? Do they get pocket money?
Basically, I think it's about £5 a week, I think.
£5 a week? Do they do anything for it?
Yeah, the odd chores, yeah.
What sort of chores?
Washing up, that sort of thing.
Right, okay. Do you know what the sad thing is if you couldn't wash up in a pub, apparently, unless you're about 13?
No, that's right, mate, yeah. Well, no, I think you've got to be older than that, yeah.
It might be 16, actually, mightn't
it?
Yeah, it's all to do with health and safety, isn't it?
Yeah, it's daft, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nowadays, yeah.
So, I mean, how do we get on? And I'm not trying to highlight a problem, because for me it's not a problem at all. You know, an 11-year-old washing up at home, I think that's the best thing they can, because they've got to learn how to do it.
Well, yeah, they've got to learn, and also regarding the expenditure of money, they've got to learn the value of money.
Yeah, I think that's...
Like, can I have this new computer game or whatnot, or this, that and the other... Then you go and look at the shop and you realise your computer game's about £30. You think, good grief, that's a lot of cash, isn't it?
It is, expensive stuff. Now, Josh, apparently, he washes five cars. What do you think for five cars, or four cars and a van, what do you think the going rate should be for washing all that lot?
Ian, five cars and a van? What's that, a week?
How often do you do it?
He should get £25 for that for the week.
Yeah.
Not very often.
Not very often.
You don't do it very often.
Oh, but when you do, you only get a tenner for it, don't you?
Well, that's if I only wash my mum's car and the van. I don't normally wash all five.
Are they listening at the moment?
I doubt it.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, Ian, it's
like
not being funny, Ian, but over here, funny... we've got the Polish guys, right, the car washers.
Right.
Yeah, we've got them here.
Go in and get your car washed and waxed. Well, I say it's washed, waxed and chamoyed.
Yeah.
And the door stops done for £7.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
They do a brilliant job.
You go to a car wash, you're talking, say, £7 in the car wash.
Yeah.
And, you're still left with dirt hanging on your car. But they actually chamoy your car dry.
Yeah.
So you've got none of these little dots on your windows where the water dries when you come out of the car wash. And
They work very, very hard.
There's normally about four guys to a car. And like I say, each one's doing a different job, or two of them chamoying. One of them's washing, one of them's spraying the spraying the polish on, the shampoo, etc. They do work hard. People say, oh, you're coming over here and whatnot. I can't see anybody else doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not in this freezing cold weather.
No, you're right.
They're outside doing it, Ian.
Yeah.
I think they're Iranians, aren't they? We're just around the corner from us.
Iranians,
they do.
On the
island, there's a couple of. I think there's a couple of our Iranian companies that are doing it, and the wife wife always goes there, and she said they're so friendly, they're so quick.
They do the inside of the car as well.
Work hard.
Because I spoke to one of the guys, because as you know, I got a Mazda Bongo as well, a camper van thing. And I said to him, I said, well, you know, I said, it's a fairly big van. How much would you charge for a valet, a full valet? He said, oh, a full valet, boss. And that includes your wash, your wax, the inside, Hoover out, dashboard clean, everything, £35 in.
Oh, you can't beat that, can you?
All right, well, I rang up to get my mum's done, a little Fiesta. I rang up a car company, and they want £116.
Hey! Oh,
I said, no, you're joking, mate.
Good grief. Yeah.
This is basically the same thing. That was on a Fiesta.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do me 8-seater van for £35, a full valet.
Yeah.
You can't knock them.
No, you can't.
Sorry, Josh, but you know, you're wherever you get for your washing your cars, you want to up your price, mate.
Yeah, you do, mate. You want to up your price.
You do,
especially a van.
But lower your prices for bringing the shopping in. Wants £2 for that.
Yeah, for bringing the shopping in. Come on, we've all done it, mate. We've all done it. It's a national challenge, isn't it? How many carrier bags can you carry to get from the car to the house?
Yeah. And how much am I going to get?
Mate. Your fingers are going white and purple. It's stopping the blood on your fingers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that song, No Charge? JJ Barry.
JJ Barry, yeah.
I think we ought to play that for Josh, actually, because the lyrics in that are probably about right, aren't they?
For the mother. And then the mother will sing the song, or say, what, you know, for the times I've done this, that and the other, or carrying you for 9 months, no charge. And it's a very, very poignant song. It's like the other one, isn't it? Is it Red Savine's Teddy Bear?
Yeah.
The CV song, and then you got the deck of cards by Mac. Let me tell you a story. The deck of cards. You ever heard that one?
Yeah, ooh. I have. Yeah.
Yeah, and he says, "Soldier, why you got that deck of cards in church or something?"
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this bit of music in a minute. JJ Barry. And
JJ Barry.
We'll see where we go.
What else does he have to do, though? Does he have to do other chores, like hoovering? Or
do you do hoovering, Josh?
Well, we have lodges at Thorness Bay. And,
right.
Yeah, I sometimes, well, if my dad takes me there, I normally do like the hoovering and help make the beds
and
stuff.
How much did he give you for that?
About fiver, maybe £3 or £4.
Cool, I'll tell you what, Keith, we're going to go and get a job there.
Whoa.
I'll tell you something, that's below the government
standard. It is, yeah.
That's below the government minimum wage, that is, mate.
Oh, dear me.
How long does it take to do it, Josh?
3 weeks.
Well, like I said with the shopping, it depends how many people's doing it, because if it's just me and my dad, then hoovering, it's no problem for me, because there's only a short bit of carpet through the main bit. So
But you're supposed to get the pipe and put it underneath the sofa and...
Yeah,
so
hoovering around the lodge takes about 15 minutes to get, like, around all the really small spots and stuff.
Well, you can't moan then. If it's only 15 minutes and you get paid £4, that's £16 an hour.
Yeah, that's not bad. See, he's a little con artist, isn't he? Right?
All right, I'll let you continue there, mate, anyway.
Thanks for your call, Keith. Cheers now.
Bye.
Okay, it's almost time for a break, but before we go into the break, we're just going to mention a couple of things here from Adrian. Adrian Brewer has been in touch. Mr. Mac, personally, I think youngsters... Actually, they were called children in my time. Should be in bed by 6:30 at latest, no matter what time of year or what age. And what's this pocket money stuff? When I was a lad, we got 3D a week. What's 3D?
3p, 3 pence.
It was 3D.
It's 3D, but we called it pence, didn't we? 3 pennies.
You must have been around when they did 3D.
Yeah, but that was pennies.
Was it 3 pennies?
Well, D, but it's pennies.
Three
it?
Pennies. Is that it? Is that what a D is?
He's having you on here.
He can't be. And to have to save half of that and then share what we bought with the other half.
Yeah.
With brothers and family, or we were described as tight. I know things have moved on in a bit, so I think 50p is fair, although... my son and daughter stay up to almost 9:30 and have to live on £200 a week. But they are nearly adults, 42 and 36.
Tug in cheek, he says.
Marco says 9 p.m. and go out and get a paper round. If under 14, 8:30, and they don't need pocket money.
Yeah, well, Adrian comes back and he said, "You're a hard man, Marco. Who does a paper round anymore?"
Do you do a paper round, Josh?
My friend does.
Friend does. Mornings or evenings?
Mornings.
What time does he have to get up?
I think he has to get up like 5.
Crikey, wow. That's early, isn't it?
Wow.
Blimey. I used to do a paper round, but it was an evening round. I used to go after school. I only had 4 papers to deliver. They were about 5 miles apart, though.
I don't think many people have the papers delivered anymore.
I don't think people read papers
anymore. No, they
anymore,
don't.
Because
there's
some blooming rubbish and there's a load of nonsense in them.
All about Amanda Holden.
Louisa Francesca Hillard, who's expecting a baby, by the way. She's a counsellor, a local counsellor. Oh. She's been in touch. She said, "My kids usually go to bed between 7:30 and 8 p.m. regardless of school days or not parties and evenings out and holidays abroad. It may be as late as 10:30 and they wake up at 7 a.m. every morning regardless too. Pocket money is currently £10 a month." That's so she's got 2 kids. They're ages 6 and 9. So that's £20 a month. What's that about? What's that about?
That's a bit much.
What, a bit much cheek or not?
No, just like way too much money to give, like...
Yeah, but it's a month. It's a month.
I know, but...
For someone who's... Yeah, calm yourself down, Josh. You have to go to your room in a minute.
Pull your curtains.
So the ages are 6. £10 a month. That's like £2.50 a week for a 6-year-old.
You see, my little grandchildren, they're 7 and 8. They've got a chart on the wall. If they do jobs, they will earn about 50p.
Right.
And then it's added up at the end of the week or the end of the month.
Okay.
And it's good because if they clear their room, go tidy it up and everything, they get maybe 20p. And if they do maybe empty the dishwasher or fill the dishwasher, they get 10p. And it's all added up. It's not a lot of money. But then it's, you know, I think it's good to teach them how to do things.
Okay.
The value of money.
I think you're right. What we're going to do now is we're going to go into the commercial break. We're going to come out the other side and we're going to talk benefits. A lot of stuff, a lot of people saying things about benefits. A lot of politicians using the benefits stick at the moment. Obviously, the election is just around the corner. So we're going to come back and talk about that. But we're going to go into the quick commercial break with JJ Barry, No Charge. And we're going to say to Josh that you ought to listen to the lyrics of this song. And anybody that's on holiday, that is of an age that thinks they should be getting pocket money for bringing in the shopping, think again. Listen to JJ Barry.
Now, our little boy came up to his mama in the kitchen this evening while she was fixing supper. And he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on her apron, she read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. Going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total load, $14.75. Well, as Mum looked at him standing there expectantly, and I could see the memories flashing through her mind. And so she picked up the pen, turning the paper over. This is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I've sat up with you, doctored you, and prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears that you caused through the years, there's no charge. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
And now it's a round I like to call Local or Live. Is this statement true or false? White Fibre have their engineers, their customer service department, their accounts department and all their staff based on the Isle of Wight.
There's no possible way that's true. They must have people dotted about all over the country. A foreign call centre. It's a lie.
It's absolutely true.
They're all local.
They are. And if you don't believe me, you can call them and see for yourself. It's a local number, 240-240. Click whitefibre.com.
White Fibre's half-price everything offer is still on. Superfast fibre optic broadband, just £17.40 per month for 6 months, including line rental. Call 240-240 or click whitefibre.com. Blisteringly fast broadband.
White Fibre.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call West White Audio for expert friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Get out of bed, Morley. You can't stay there all day.
Why bother? I have nowhere to go. My friends are either at school, college or work.
You won't find a job lying in bed or sat watching telly.
I have no qualifications, though, and no experience. I can't even get a job.
Why don't you call CLC? They will help you onto a traineeship programme where you can get the qualifications you need and the work experience for a great job.
In some rubbish job I hate?
No, you get to choose what you want to do. And you get an iPad mini when you finish. And free bus travel. And £100.
What was the number again?
CLC 01983 533 993.
As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
This is Rockin' Radio, the Wall of Sound.
Hi, it's the Rockmeister here. I went to see the management earlier on to ask them for an FM translator for my car. Oh, what, they said? You know, an FM translator to plug my phone into so that I can listen to Vectis Radio when I'm driving. I think you mean an FM transmitter, they said. Could be, I suppose. I did wonder why I'd need a translator, as Vectis Radio is broadcast in English.
Stay tuned to this frequency.
This is Vectis Radio. You can follow us on Twitter, Vectis Radio IOW.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, welcome back to part two of the Lunchtime Social debate, which we are, well, this part of the show is going to be all about the guy Ian Duncan Smith, who I think put his foot in it yesterday, maybe. Ian Duncan Smith, people claiming the new universal credit benefit to find work quicker and earn more than those on job seekers allowance, according to the government. Its analysis suggested claimants in pilot areas 13% more likely to have found work within 4 months. He then went on to say that he hates scroungers. So this is Ian Duncan Smith says that he hates scroungers.
I think that was a bit harsh.
So, you know, bearing in mind, you know, we've got to say this. We've said it about 2 hours ago. We've got to say it again. This time last week we were talking about the bankers.
Yeah.
And the bankers were teaching people how to not pay tax. Mm. Which is worse, do you think?
Mm.
The fact that people are not paying tax, or, in his words, scroungers? Which do you think is worse?
Well, the people not paying the tax.
What?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, because, you see, you can't call them all scroungers. He's on about alcoholics and obese people and that, isn't he? Because, say, they can't work because they're sort of ill. But if they're going through treatment, I think, if they're trying to help themselves, you know, go through treatment to try and get rid of their alcohol problem or their obesity problem, so they will be able to work, I think they should have benefits, they should be helped. But these people that don't, just sit on their bums all day and don't do anything at all to help themselves, I think they should have their benefits cut.
Okay.
That's how I feel anyway.
When you say, I mean, who then is judge and jury when they say that, you know, right, you've been sat on your backside for far too long and you shouldn't be sat there? Who says who's going to be the judge there and say, look, well, you don't get it and you do?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how they can police it, really. See, that's the thing.
See, again, I think it's... I've always said that the laws are what's wrong in this country. Mm. The laws need changing, because if you could change the laws, you can then put something in place that says, right, okay, if you're a tax dodger, then you will eventually have to pay X amount. You know, we've made it. The laws say that they can bend the rules and they can not end up paying tax. It's a legal loophole in the law. It's not illegal. It's just immoral.
Yeah.
And I say change the laws. Everyone pays tax. If you've earned money in this country, you have to pay tax. And if you don't, then I say that, you know, you're just as bad as the spongers. You call them sponges, and I say, then who's the judge and jury of who, what is a sponge?
Well, as you say, it should be made law. They should bring us some laws somewhere.
I think that's what they've got to do, change the laws. Do you want to read some of these words out, words of wisdom out?
I've lost it.
Jeremy Mars makes a really good point. I think it's a good idea if it's implemented in a fair way. See, I like the sound of that.
That's right. That's just how I feel. Yeah, yeah.
You got anything there you want to read out? Just bear with us, Josh. Well, she's elderly. It's like help the elderly.
You just read that one out. And David Doyle says, yes, I got that, thanks. And I was picking up on the point you alluded to and making a point that people shouldn't be listening to any of that stuff which only masks the real issues. I wasn't replying to you. I was making a point or a statement. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have read that one. But Penny Hills has put Mills. I love the way Ian starts a debate and then sits back and watches us all getting ourselves in knots.
Well, this is what we put on Facebook yesterday, and, you know, Brendan Lee, he says, no one can argue that it's not right if people who are on sickness benefits that have a problem that can be helped by some form of treatment to return to gainful employment take up the offer of that or treatment. And if they refuse, there should be some form of action taken against them in an appropriate way. But this Tory government take a JCB to crack walnuts and have no idea of fairness. So I would never trust them to do this in a measured way. My second point is, where is all this help going to come from as the adult social care funding is being destroyed within local councils who will be tasked in giving this help? Or are we going to see some massive government contract being given to an all-encompassing treatment organisation filling the boots of rich Tory supporters? Which I think it's a really, really good point. Zoe goes on to say, another typical Tory tactic, quick, let's take everyone's minds off the tax-dodging bank scandals. And the fact that we've employed the highly paid people who allowed that to happen get all the general public riled up about benefit scroungers. Do they think we're stupid if the very wealthy were taxed appropriately and huge corporate companies weren't given loopholes to allow tax dodging? That's something else.
Tax dodging.
This country would not be in this position. Do you want to read out what Dean says underneath that?
Wait a minute, I've lost you, Ian.
All right, well, Dean says, once again, the nasty party show their true colours. If you are a rich banker, then you have to be given an incentive like huge tax cuts. But if you are poor, you have to be punished with sanctions and threats. What a truly lovely party they are. As for the vile Ian Duncan Smith, the man who has been responsible for sanctioning over 1 million people and leaving them with zero money, well, he's all right because he claims expenses for his underpants and for a £39 breakfast. Now remind me who is the scrounger. That was the point of the day yesterday. That really was the point of the day.
That's right.
Because this man, Josh, this man, Ian Duncan Smith, is saying, I hate scroungers.
Yeah.
You know what a scrounger is?
Someone who, like, begs for food.
Similar to that, yeah. And, you know, Ian Duncan Smith saying, oh, I hate scroungers. People ought to get off their backsides and do this, this and this, okay? Here's a man that claims, quite rightly, he will claim be able to claim money for his underpants.
Darren Donkersley, he said, what's annoying are people who are quick to judge someone's ideas to solve a problem and moan about how they plan to fix the problem. Why not give constructive criticism and come up with a solution yourselves?
Josh, can you lend her your teeth?
If you can't, you have no grounds to have a moan at others who are making a conscious effort to sort something out, as difficult as it is. Just as in life, you cannot please everyone, but they have to bear in mind they do it for the majority.
Yeah. Mm. What have we got here? Penny says, did you see my rant? I have a letter to show you that HMRC have sent to single parents. Truly disgraceful. I wonder how many others on the Isle of Wight have received one too. I'm going to the citizens' advice about it, as they want a year's worth of bank statements and everything else bar my bra size. I think it's about 34C, as proof that I am indeed a single parent, working and not living with someone, that someone has turned out to be my son, who I dared to open a bank account for. That's dreadful, don't you think? And she's got a letter to prove it. I'd be interested in seeing the letter, Penny. I just wonder whether you're free in the week to come on and maybe discuss it. David No says it would be interesting to see if after the election, assuming the Conservatives win with an overall majority, these changes actually happen. Often drug and alcohol abusers have quite chaotic lifestyles and a multitude of health problems. And why is the government opposed to minimum alcohol pricing and controls on the sugar industry? That's an interesting point as well.
Well, Dean goes on to say, I'd rather pay benefits to some who may not do what I feel is right for society than stop many others getting the help they desperately need. That, for me, is the crux of the matter.
See, I think Dean is a local boy.
Yeah.
And I think he's a really good bloke, Dean. Mm. He's a year younger than me, and he's got a heart of gold, and he's very, very intelligent. I think he'd make a great counsellor.
Well, go by what he writes on here,
Dean says, I think Miliband is a decent man who would attempt to bring more fairness to our society. Why do you think the Tories press is throwing mud like it's going out of fashion at him?
Yeah.
My favourite is the Daily Mail, who supported fascists before the Second World War and yet had a headline that stated Miliband's father hated Britain even though he fought gallantly for us. He's very switched on, is Dean.
Mm.
I was discussing the attacks on Ed Miliband from a right-wing paper that choose to use a vicious attack on his father, nothing to do with the Nazis, in fact. I didn't mention the word once. I think you have misunderstood my comment, which is something that I think David Doyle took him up on.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for your comments today, Dean. I think you should stand, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Stand
yeah.
as a, you know, we've had so many messages on this.
I know, you've had, what, 53?
Was it 53?
Yeah.
And the same people have more than happy to receive funds from large corporations that make their money in selling unhealthy processed foods produced with chemicals which throw the body's metabolism out of whack and bring on the disorders, but not a problem because the medicine industry will happily sell you a tablet to help with that too.
Mm.
Companies do this by paying high-powered lobbyists to convince our politicians to create and change laws and allowing it all to happen. Not only that, but in some cases, they actually subsidised paid benefits to do so. More and more folk can only afford the cheap end of the range in an economy that's being driven to its lowest possible denominator, greed. So now the fat cats want to blame and punish the very people they helped become obese. How cowardly. It's a great point to make. And then Stuart Blackmore chipped in with, he's the Labour candidate, by the way. Are you following this,
No, I can't
Josh?
Find you. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, she's not following it at all.
I've got you now. Stuart Blackmore, yes.
The real Tory party reveals itself, and so there's so many different points here. And I don't think we're going to have a chance to read them all out, but Stuart goes on to say Labour green policies are just as green as the Greens. The big difference is that voting green could well get you a Tory government. I just want to read out why all these stories were, because I'd say I put this post on the site yesterday. So high profile conservatives are saying that if you're obese or have alcohol or drug problems, you could have your sickness benefit taken away. And this morning, Ian Duncan Smith, this was yesterday, is saying the same of scroungers. This was a tongue-in-cheek. This was a party political broadcast on the behalf of the Conservative Party. Are you still going to vote Tory? Have you got any more messages there, Dame Shirley?
Well, this is Vix. She's the Green, isn't she?
She is.
Are the Labour Party officially against all fracking in the UK, for instance?
Right.
There needs to be more reasons to vote Labour than merely tactical. The vote Green, get blue, it's tiring. Green Party just got just as many votes as Labour on the island in 2014, if not a few hundred more. Labour is not necessarily the strongest opposition to the Conservatives and the UKIP.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see, because I think next week we've got Mr. UKIP coming in.
Yeah.
Later this week we've got Ian Stevens, the independent guy. But going back to Penny's rant, I've just found another rant from her. Listening to the depressing news, and this was come off the back of last week's news. Listening to the depressing news, so if you're obese or a single parent, the government has it in for you if you're both. And they want our vote. Basically, she's saying they can stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yep.
What about the fat, greedy politicians that claim expenses, lie, cheat, and think they are above us minions? Sometimes I despair of this country. It's set up to fail whichever way you try. Some of us have circumstances where we didn't plan on becoming a one-parent family and work so hard to remain dignified providers for our children. How about those that may have an illness that affects their body size? Sorry for my rant, but I sometimes wonder if common sense is a required qualification in the Houses of Parliament. Educated they may think they are, but these quotes and threats speak otherwise. Did you get any of that, Josh? You were falling asleep there, weren't you? Do you follow politics at all?
No.
No,
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
They're all lying cheats.
Yeah, they are. Don't make any difference to who we vote for.
No, I tell a lie. They're not all lying cheats. Some of them are in it because they really want to make a difference. I mean, I don't want to fill your head full of negativity, because there are some decent people out there that want to do some stuff, and they're not greedy. So anyway, you've had your say about your pocket money, and I reckon by the time you get home, I reckon you might have a little pay rise. Because, if you're washing
some curtains.
Cars, you might have some curtains as well, more importantly.
As a cooked chips.
You never know, you might even get an Xbox out of it as well. Hey, look, we've run right out of time, Dame Shirley, but as ever, it's a pleasure.
Yes,
it was. Because it's chucking it down with rain, can you give me a lift home?
We'll think about it.
Okay. And stand by, because on the way, it's the one, the only,
Kevin
Wilson. And you've got 60 seconds to sum up Kevin Wilson, because you went to see him in a play.
We went to see him in a play, and it was really emotional. It was about a man wrote this play, and it was about when he lost his boy. I think it was a motorbike accident, and Kevin actually played the part of his father, and he walked into the pub and he saw this boy and he thought it was his boy. It was really emotional, the way he was talking, and Kevin was fantastic in the part he played.
What was he? Was he the dad?
He was the dad.
He was
the
dad.
Yeah, it was really, really emotional. Very good.
How old was the boy?
Well, the one that died.
Yeah.
A teenager, I think.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, it was on the island. And okay. The father actually wrote the play, which was lovely, you know.
All right. Okay, so, Josh, are you coming back?
Yes.
When are you coming back next?
Thursday.
All right, you're coming in on Thursday then?
Yep.
All right, we'll see you then, and thank you for being there today. And thank you for being there as well, Dame Shirley. On the way tonight, we've got, later on tonight, 7 o'clock, it's Marco's Mod Anthems. He's the oldest man in radio, but don't let that put you off. He's got 3 hours of Mod Anthems to play tonight from 10 o'clock. Before all of that, though, you've got Darren Fandango. He's here with the... It is Fandango, isn't it?
But see, I've forgotten now. Fernando? No, hold on, would it?
I thought it was Fandango.
No.
Darren's here tonight. And he's here with the Business Insight Show with Dale and the gang from 20 past six. Before that's the Waffle Free Zone. But like we've already said, the one, the only, Kevin Wilson is on the way after the 1 o'clock news. Have a wonderful Monday. See if you can stay dry. There's a challenge.
Fernando.
Fandango sounds better.